want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
You know what? When we meditate on the things of the Lord, it doesn't matter what's going on. There's a joy that's always there and available to you, right? But there is something, this is the thought that occurred to me this morning. Be careful what thoughts you entertain. And you know, we really are entertaining them. Just like if you had guests over, right? You have guests over. Aren't you careful who you invite over to your house? I mean, you don't just invite anybody to your house. You're pretty picky about who you let into your kitchen and into your living room. Am I right? Most people are kind of picky. Out at Walmart, you don't have no say-so. If you're out in the street, you don't have any say-so over who pulls up to the red light next to you. But when it comes into your house, you're kind of picky. Well, you know what? This is your house. This is your house. And the thoughts you invite and entertain in your house, you ought to be picky about. Okay, the Lord tells you to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. He tells you to do that, right? He also advises you that if you're going to entertain bitter thoughts, I'm just going to summarize it because there's a whole lot of, I mean, you just start reading the scripture, you're going to find this real fast because it's everywhere. But if you start entertaining bitter thoughts that wicked people have done to you, you're not hurting them. You're poisoning yourself, right? And we should not be surprised when wicked people do wicked things. And you're no exception to the rule, sweet pea. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to everybody. Now, God, though, He's got your back, doesn't He? Amen. He also has a plan to use what they do and conspire against you. He has a plan to use it because when they came after you, they didn't know what they were doing. They thought you were just easy prey. They thought you were just another person that they could take advantage of. They didn't know you were connected to heaven. They didn't know the God of the universe, that you are one of His favorites. He does have favorites. Well, people He deposits favor on. Amen? So He has favor on you, and He doesn't like it when people mess with you. He gets upset about it. And said, this is what He said. He said, it's better if a millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the river than if they offended you. So they're in deep, deep water. We sing about deep, deep water, right? But this is a different kind of deep, deep water. They're in deep water when they mess with you. Now, we don't think that. We just go, and we start to grumble, and we start to pout, and we start to let that pity party invitation take us up, and then we think everybody acts like that. Nobody loves us. Let's go eat some worms. Am I right? Or am I the only person that kind of tends to do that? Yeah, we start to feel sorry for ourselves. But if you get a heavenly perspective, and you see the armor that you're wearing, and you recognize the weapons of our warfare, then you begin to take that person's name and exalt it to the throne of God and ask God to bless them. Whoa, wait, what? Ask God to bless them? Yes, yes, I don't care what they did. Ask God to bless them. Because this is what's going to happen. You know, it can even be somebody that's not your enemy, but they just get on your last nerve. Y'all don't have people like that in your life, right? Who has people in your life and you can't get two words out of them and you just feel awkward when you're around them? And then other people just don't stop like I'm doing right now. It can be stuff like that. Take it to the Lord and ask Him. Ask Him. Even the things that annoy you. Ask God if you have permission to entertain those thoughts. Quit inviting guests over and entertaining them when they're poisoning your whole system, separating you from God so that you don't hear His voice, you don't have His perspective, you're not empowered, you're a soldier with tanks and weaponry and battleships all around you, and you're sitting over here while the enemy's shooting a water gun at you. That's all it takes. And you know what's cool? Is it fits what I just said. And I didn't know that. And the Lord put it on my heart this morning. This is a weapon that's being used against the body of Christ right now. Offenses. So everything that I said just now was for that reason. To get you to stop being offended and take your position in Christ. Stop being offended and take up your place. Because you're wasting time and you're not doing God's will when you're entertaining all these nonsense thoughts that are just about what they did to you. They can't do nothing to you. Amen? It's a good day to be among those who love the Lord in the land of the living. How many of you feel like God's got promises that have not yet been fulfilled in your life? There are things He said He was going to do and it's not done yet. So that's another day that you can just mark that I still got a promise that remains. And how many of you like to get promises from the Lord for things that you didn't even think about yet? Things you don't even know you want, right? You know what I like? I think it's so cool when you just kind of start talking to the Lord so much and He's talking to you so much and things are just kind of going. And then sometimes you don't even think to ask Him. You just think a thought. And the next thing you know, God answers that thought. I remember a long time ago, we were on Mark LeBlue Road, and it was a rent house, you know, and at the end of the driveway, there was this humongous pothole. Every time it rained, you had to drive through this, like, 10-foot by 20-foot pothole. You'd have to drive through, mess up your car, get it all dirty. And one day, they were paving the road, and they were putting down fresh asphalt on that gravel road. And when I was backing up, it just popped in my mind. It didn't come out my mouth. It'd be so nice if they'd throw some of that in this stupid pothole. You know what happened when I got back? There was about 15 foot of asphalt in that pothole and covered up most of our driveway. I should have said it'd be nice if they do that driveway when I got back. You know, the Lord does hear your thoughts, and He is listening to the attitude and the intent of your heart. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions matter to Him, especially if you're going to line your will up with His will. If you're going to go through the effort of finding out what does it take to please Him, well, you know, pleasing Him is good for you. It's kind of like eating your spinach. It's good for you. And you might not like spinach, but it's good for you. So you just find ways to get it in, huh? And it's the same kind of thing with the Lord. There might be things about the Lord that He's asking of you, that He's requiring of you, that you don't care for. Like forgiving that so-and-so. You might not like the way that tastes. You might think it's not fair. It's not just. But then we have to look back at ourselves and say, but you know what? I deserve justice one day and God didn't give it to me. And so I don't want them to have justice. But I just don't want to be nice to them. You really need to treat that like spinach and do what the Lord wants you to do. Even if it doesn't taste good. Just do what's required of you. So the scripture says, what do we need to do to bless the Lord? What do we need to do? What does it God require of us? And the question is asked, what's required of us? And He answers, to act justly or do justice, either translation, and to love mercy. Well, we love mercy for us, but do we love mercy for others? And then the third thing is the most important, because you can't do the first two without the third one, is to walk humbly with your God, to make your prayer life a 24/7 thing. Your prayer life isn't putting your hands together or your hands in the air or kneeling and bowing and laying. Those things are good, but that's not necessarily your prayer life. Your prayer life is understanding you are always in the presence of God 24/7, and He's mindful of you. Your prayer life is being mindful of Him. Your prayer life is just being aware that He knows every thought that you're thinking and that He wants you to go ahead and think them toward Him. Let Him hear you. And then hear Him. Well, what's He got to say? Well, He might say, eat your spinach. Some of you don't have a problem with spinach. I got a problem with spinach. Some of you don't have a problem with being merciful. Well, what if He tells you that you're going to have to stand your ground and make a decision, and it's a tough one, and somebody might get their feelings hurt, or to make a decision that costs you money, and you want to hold on to it, or make a decision to save money and you want to spend it? What about if it's make any random decision that you just got your heart set to go in a certain direction? The Lord says, I don't want you to do that. I want you to do something different. If you're married, you get practice doing that all the time, because how many times does your spouse want you to do something you don't want to do? The Lord is your husband. The maker of heaven and earth is his name, right? And so we need to listen and we need to hear. We need to allow our hearts and our minds to be transformed, to be changed, to be in agreement with him. Our will is our own and he'll never take it from you. This kind of popped into my heart this week, and it was just so real to me when it came out my mouth. I know it was the Holy Ghost because I hadn't thought it before. And this is what he said. Your will is always your own will. God will never violate it. And you can take your will and live it contrary to God's will and get yourself in a place where he can't do a thing with you. I don't want to ever have a reprobate mind, a mind and a heart and a will and a soul that God cannot reach because I've set my will so contrary to his every day of my life. I don't want to take that chance. So I want to live as close to God's will as I can hear, as I can know, as I can believe, and not play games with him, right? Because his will is always good. He's a good, good father. He looks out for you. He watches over you. He's waiting to supply your every need. He's waiting to encounter you in a deeper way than you've ever let him before. Amen? He's a good, say it with me, good father. And he's my father. Say it with me. He's my father. And so today we're going to stand to our feet and we're going to praise him. And we're going to honor him. We're going to give him what he's due in Jesus' name.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.